Have your Bible turned tonight to Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15, very familiar passage. We want to begin reading at verse 11. Story of the prodigal son. Amen. The story of the prodigal son. Luke chapter 15 and verse 11. Luke 15 and 11. And the Bible says, "And he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there wasted his sustenance with a riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a famine, a mighty famine in that land. And he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servant, to servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him. And put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry." Let your heavenly Father God, we thank you for your presence tonight. We thank you for your power tonight. We thank you for your protection tonight. We thank you for just being our heavenly Father God tonight. We thank you for allowing us, God, to come together, God, this evening. God, we thank you for prayer today, and God, for hearing those prayers. God, we thank you for opening heaven, and God, and pouring out of those on purpose, God, just because you could. I thank you for satisfying, God, the inward part of my soul. I thank you for giving me that. Oh, God, it gives me a desire just to praise you tonight and to thank you and to see you and to recognize you as my heavenly Father. Oh, God, tonight we ask you to move upon us. I pray tonight, God, you begin something here, God, that needs to be done for your people in this late hour we live. God, help us, Lord, as we're looking for you at soon appearing King and Savior Jesus. Come get us and take us to be with him. But until then, God, I pray you just continue to fill us, God, and to help us, God, receive that hope, God, that you have, that you administer to us in a liberal fashion, and help us to be ministered to. And God, we'll thank you, Lord, we'll praise you for all that you do. And we'll love you and we'll thank you from the depths of our soul. Help us tonight, God. Touch us with your spirit. Fill us, God, we pray in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And amen. You may be seated. I want to preach tonight for a little while if God will be my help. I know we always look at this prodigal and we see him, but I want to preach tonight for a little while if God will be my help on the Father's house. On the Father's house. Glory be to God. As we see this evening, we see this prodigal, this son. He was a son of the Father. Amen. That's what the Bible says he was. Hey, a lot of people try to say, well, this wasn't a son. The Bible said he had two sons. That means he's a son. You say, well, maybe he wasn't really a son. He's a legitimate son, praise God, because I said, and he asked his father for his part of the inheritance. I want to say, you don't get a part of the inheritance if you're not a son. Amen. Praise God. So he asked him for his part of the inheritance, and the father granted him that. Amen. Glory be to God. Said the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them His living. Amen. So we see what takes place. He asked God and the Father gave it. And I'm glad we can ask and the Father give. Glory be to God. He said you have not because you ask not and you ask to consume it upon your lust. He said, hey. He said, but if you ask Him, God will give it. Amen. God will bless and God will help. God will uplift and God will encourage. God will give. Praise God. And He has all to give. I won't say, hey, I couldn't give you a whole lot. If you asked me tonight, if I shared half what I got, you still wouldn't have much. But I won't say, glory be to God. If I give you half what I got down in my soul, praise God, you'd be running full. Amen. 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 Praise God. I'm glad for what I've got, Brother Bill. Hey, man, I ain't looking for treasures. Amen. I ain't looking for things of this world, but I want to lay up something over in glory. I'm looking for the presence of God down in my soul to stir me like He's never stirred me before. I want the touch of God in my life tonight. I want to see the move of God all around me everywhere I go. Glory to His name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Amen. How many of you want what I want? Amen. He said, if you ask the Father, believing, you shall receive. Amen. If you ain't got it tonight, praise God, just ask Jesus for it. Amen. He said He'd make intercession for us with the Father. Praise God. He said, if you need it, He said, just ask for it in my name. And He said, the Father will hear your pleas. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we see this a prodigal. And he goes out and we see something about him. The Bible calls him a prodigal. Now that prodigal literally means, we call him the prodigal son. Now that prodigal means, that prodigal actually means reckless or extravagant. Amen. So it says this son had a reckless streak in him. Had an extravagant streak in him. Amen. Praise God. That means they're extravagant on spending money. Or maybe they're extravagant on just wasting their time. Amen. There's a lot of extravagance in this world. A lot of people like to just blow their money, spend their money. But I want to say there's a whole lot more people just like to waste their time. Amen. Praise be. You've got to wonder how much time we waste. Would you call yourself a prodigal? Amen. Because you're wasting your time. Amen. Glory be God. We take just imagine if you took an extra 5 minutes a day, maybe twice a day for God Almighty, and got on your face and just sook Him with all your heart, what God would do for us tonight. Amen. I praise you. Know what I think's happening? There's the Spirit of God around this place. It's getting real, and it's alive, and it's a moving. Praise God. Because I believe God's people's gearing up. I believe we're realizing, praise God, that we're at the short end of a long road. Amen. Praise God. We're going through a tunnel looking at the other end. And praise God, God Almighty, fix it out there. Step out with a shout and a trump. Say, come up here, my love, my fair one. Come away. Amen. Amen. Praise God. What a day that'll be when my Jesus I shall see. And I look upon His face, the one that saved me by His grace. Amen. Glory be to God. And I see Him. And I see Him sitting at the right hand of the Father on high. I see God Almighty seated next to the Son. Praise God. And when He looks down on me, He don't see nothing but the Son. Yeah, amen. Amen. So this prodigal was an extremist. Amen. And he had no consideration. Amen. He had no respect for the Father. Amen. How many people you know like that? How many people you know today, there's no respect. Hey, there's no respect in America for our fathers. Amen. And there's no respect, no consideration for our Heavenly Father. Praise God. I want to say our Heavenly Father holds it all. Praise God. If we'd seek first the kingdom of God, the Bible said, Jesus said, and His righteousness, glory be to God. He said He'd give it. He said He shall be giving you all these other things. We're chasing around trying to catch all the other things, trying to pull them together and put them in a pouch. Praise God. When God said if we'd just seek Him and His righteousness, He'd give you whatever He'd give us whatever we need. Amen. Load you up. Praise God. Your cartwheels will waddle. Amen. Praise God. We trust the Lord tonight. Amen. But he was looking for something. He had lost respect of the Father, and he had lost respect of the Father's house. I want to say we take the Father's house in a disrespectful manner. Amen. Used to, a Father's house was a house of prayer. Jesus said in his time, he went in there and he cleaned it out because he had played it, made it a place of merchandise. Lord be God, I want to say, and we come in these doors of this place, this is the Father's house. But I want to say something even bigger than that. Praise God, this is your Father's house. Amen. Amen. You say, well, that's the preacher's Father's house. Amen. Yeah, it is. But he's also your Father's house. Amen. We need to treat this place with the utmost respect. Amen. Praise God. We ought to stand up. We ought to be acting right and talking right and living right and doing right. Praise God. Down at the house of God. Amen. It ain't a place to come in and to eat and to drink and all that kind of stuff. He said, you need to do that. You need to do it. Jesus said, you need to do that over home. Amen. Now, I understand some of these little ones have to have a little snack to get them through. I understand that. But you older folks, I believe you can do without. Or just, it might do us good if we can do without for a couple hours. Amen. While we're down at the Father's house. Amen. I'm talking about reverencing the Father. The prodigal didn't reverence the Father's house. He didn't respect the Father's house. He didn't consider the Father's house. You say, how do you know he didn't, preacher? Because if he had considered the Father's house, if he had respected the Father's house, he'd have never went nowhere. Amen. Everything he needed was down at the Father's house. Amen. I want to say everything you need tonight is down at the Father's house. Amen. All the help, hope, and confidence in this world, praise God, that you need is down at the Father's house. Amen. But this prodigal, praise God, he went along with an ungrateful attitude. Amen. He had ungrateful in his actions. Amen. He acted ungrateful. Amen. I believe there's a whole lot of folks today in the world are acting ungrateful to God. To our Heavenly Father, praise. We're not grateful to Him for His goodness, His mercy, and His tender love. And He sent His only begotten Son to die for us, praise God. And we're looking at between, looking face to beat the bill, praise God, and saying that's not enough. I want to say praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ is more than enough to save old sinners. Even old sinner like me. But He was ungrateful in His actions. Not only was He ungrateful in His actions, He's ungrateful in His attitude. Amen. His attitude was an attitude of ungratefulness. Amen. His actions were actions of ungratefulness. Praise God. Till he come to one day, he said, listen. He said, Father, just give me my part of the inheritance. Amen. So the Father said, all right, I'll do that. Amen. And said, and not many days after, younger gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there wasted his substance on riotous living. A young preacher at the radio station was preaching before me one time. He got in there and he was preaching on the prodigal son and said he wasted all his money on righteous living. I said, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Boy, that would have been something. If you waste all your money on righteous living, you'll be doing all right. Amen. It'll be okay. God won't mind that. If you're wasting all your money, all your assets, everything you on righteous living, that'd be all. But he said he wasted money on riotous living. Amen. That means living in excess. Reaching for what you don't need. Reaching for what you shouldn't have. Praise God. Reaching beyond that God wants for you. Said he just kept reaching and reaching and longing to have. And he ended up down in a far country. And the Bible said he got down there in that far country and the Bible. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land. And he began to be in want. Now can you see this? Ain't that the way it plays out? Boy, you got all kinds of friends and acquaintances as long as you got money. Hey man, they'll show up every night down at the beer joint, Brother Bill. They'll show up every night down at the pool hall. They'll show every night down at the restaurant and the cafe and the beer joint. Hey man, they'll show up every night as long as you got the money. Hey man, they'll show. But when you run out of money, you wouldn't be able, if you couldn't find them with a search warrant. Amen. If you needed help from them, they wouldn't help you at all if you didn't have no money. Amen. You say, what? I thought they were my friends. They ain't friends. They're freeloaders. That's what we called them in my day was freeloaders. Those that jump in, go with you, praise God, because they want you to pay for everything. Amen. Why he is a paying for everything. Brother, that's why he was setting up the drinks. while he was paying for all the appetizers and the snacks. Praise God, they wasn't none like him. They loved him. They slapped him on the back. They told him how good he was. But when the famine come, you run out of money. Ain't it amazing how a famine will usually show up about the time you run out of money? Amen. What a coincidence. I just happened to run out of money, but spent the last dollar in my wallet, and it seems like now there's a famine in the land. Funny how that happens, ain't it? Amen. You say, well, preacher, I've never been there. Praise God. That's good. Amen. Hey, let me tell you something. Give you a little piece of advice that an old man down at Zilveron told me. When I'd been there working about 2 months, he come to me. I know I probably told you before. He come over to me. He passed away a few months ago, but he was the shipping supervisor. And he said, son, I've been watching you. And I thought, yeah. And I thought, well, what'd he see me do this time? He said, I've been watching. He said, you're a hard worker. I said, well, thank you. He said, I try to give him honest day's work. He said, but I'm going to give you a piece of advice if you'll take it. And I said, well, that'd be good. He said, when you get your paycheck, he said, put something back. He said, even just $5 a week and don't touch it. I said, okay. He said, if you'll do that, praise God, he said, you'll never be broke. I thought, glory to God, that's sound advice. Amen. You always got something to fall back on. And I started doing that, praise God, and it paid off. Amen. Glory be to God. You put back a little bit, praise God, and something comes up unexpected, and praise God, you got it covered. Amen. You preacher, I've never thought about that. Praise God, you ought to. He said, consider the anxious sluggard. He said, bad days, winters are coming, glory to God. Put something back, expect something, praise God. Stick something back for a rainy day. Troublesome times. When there's a famine in the land. Praise God, you won't be in want. Amen. And stay with God. But he said he took his journey. Amen. And when he had spent all his money as a mighty famine land, he began to be in want. So you know what he did? He jumped. He said, you know what? I'm sick and tired of this. I'm going to head on. No. He said he joined himself to somebody in that country. Amen. Somebody, instead of going back to the Father's house, instead of thinking about where he ought to be, instead of thinking about where he could get help, he followed his flesh and he went on out into the wilderness. And the Bible says he joined himself to a citizen of that country and he sent him into his fields to feed the swine. Now let me say this, for a young Jewish boy, there's nothing as low as having to feed somebody swine. Jews don't handle swine. Jews don't touch swine. So they surely don't feed swine. Amen. He'd got just about as low as he could go. Amen. He'd got just about as far down as he could go. You say, well, then he called upon the Lord. No. He said, and he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. Now he said he would have fain have filled his belly. Amen. In other words, he lusted after those corn shucks that he was a feeding to the hogs. He said, boy, if I could, boy, I'd like to chew on some of them corn shucks. I'd like to take them down, maybe roast them a little bit, and eat me some of them. He was lusting over them corn shucks. Amen. Down there at the hog pen. But I believe here the Bible says that when he came to himself, I believe this prodigal. Now I'm telling you, I'm preaching on the Father's house tonight. I believe the Bible says he came to himself. I believe he's sitting there thinking about it. I said, well, how good them corn shucks would be. He thought, wait a minute. You know, after at the Father's house, they got them corn shucks. But he said, they wrapped them up. And he said, they soaked them in water and they put them in them coals of that fire. And he said, what's inside them shucks? Boy, something to be desired. Amen. That corn, praise God, to come in them glory be to God. And he gets thinking about that table at the Father's house. He said, glory to God when them things is ready. He said he'd bring him out and he'd set him on that table. And the servants, they'd bring fixings to go with that. And boy, they'd set a table. And praise God, I believe that old prodigal, The Bible said he come to himself. He realized where he was. And he remembered the Father's house. Amen. Praise God. I want to say, praise God, you ever get a taste of the Father's house? I mean, you truly get a taste of the Father's house. What good is in, how good it is, praise God. You'll never want to leave the Father's house. And if you do, praise God, the Father's house will draw you back.
Amen.
That's why the Bible says, bring up these little children the way that they should go. And when they're old, they'll not depart from it, praise God. God said, I'll put something in them now, and when they get older, I'll use it to draw them back.
Amen.
We see it when our children go away. A lot of times they go away in their late teens, early 20s, and they start to make a family, and they start trying to do it by themselves, and they get to realize how hard, how difficult it is, and they start drifting back home. Amen. If they got any sense, amen, they'll start drifting back home. If we got any sense, we need to tell them the only way you'll make it is down at the Father's house.
Right.
Amen. Only place you'll get help is down at the Father's house.
Right.
I see that old prodigal, Bible said he comes to himself. You know what he does? He gets up out of the hog pen. He stinks. He smells. He's got defilement. All smells like a hog. You don't. Hey, listen. You don't. Anybody that's ever done. You don't feed hogs. You don't get around hogs. You don't smell like a hog. Amen. You walk by a hog pen. Praise God. You smell hogs for 2 days. Amen. But he got his pail. He went down there and knocked on the door. Old fella come down there and he said, "Listen." He said, "I had all this. I can stand." He said, I'm finished. He said, "What are you going to do?" He said, "I'm going back to my Father's house."
Amen.
Amen. Old fella looks at him up and down, him be ragged and stinky and smelly. He said, "What?" He said, "Your father won't have nothing to do with you. Look at you. You're nasty. You're filthy. You're ragged. I pray God, he'll sick the dogs on you." I see the old prodigal kind of gets a smile on his face. He said, "You don't know my father." Glory to God. He said, "You don't know him at all."
Yeah.
I see the old prodigal. He starts back up that road. Praise God. He's thinking about how good it is up there at the Father's house. But as he goes along a little ways, he begins to think more and more about how sorry and no account and low down he is of what he done when he left the Father's house. How disappointed the Father must be. Maybe the Father wouldn't have nothing to do with him. Maybe the old fellow was right. Maybe he wouldn't sick the dogs on him. I can see the old prodigal, he stumbles along. Maybe he gets headed toward the house, gets her lined out. Maybe just a little ways over there. Dusk is coming on. He starts to see some lights of home. Gets there to the top of a hill. He starts to see home. He starts to see the Father's house. And his steps start to falter a little bit. Starts to stumble just a little bit. Finally sets down on the side of the road. Puts his head between his knees. And he says, "Oh God, oh Father, forgive me for what I've done. Oh Lord, I don't understand. I know you can't love somebody like me." But he don't realize it over at the Father's house. Over at the Father's house, that Father had been getting up every day. Amen. He had been going up into that watchtower. And he had been scaring the country afar off. He had been looking down the road just as far as he could look. He knew where he's at. And he knew what he needed. He needed the Father's house.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. So the Father, word got back to him. He's down there at the pig pen.
Amen.
Huh? You go hide. You don't hide nothing from the Father. Amen. Word got back. He had been down there at the pig pen. Amen. Lord got back. Where he was at. What he had been doing. Amen. But the Father's up there in that watchtower. He's watching every day. Every morning he goes up and he looks. At noon he goes up and he looks. Of an evening he goes up and he looks. And he looks as far as he can see. He looks to see that fireplace. That fireplace. That place the devil wants to take you and leave you, drop you off, and never come back to get you.
Right.
Amen. But the prodigal come to himself, and he's still at the Father's house. So he sits down there, bewildered, faltering in his step. Let me ask you a question tonight. Have you ever got away from God and got started back, and old devil just come along and said, "What are you doing? God won't have you back. God won't have nothing to do with you. You're filthy, you're vile, you're ragged, you stink." Amen. That's a lie of the devil.
Amen.
That's a lie of the devil.
Right.
That father looked down on this evening. I can see in my mind's eyes that little old boy. He sees him coming down the road. And he sees him. They've been other folks come down that road. But it wasn't the son. But praise God, it wasn't one of his. Praise God, today he sees him coming down the road and he recognizes that step and he recognizes that gate and he recognizes when he faltered in his step and he seen him when he sat down on the side of the road and the father, oh glory, swelling up and joy in his heart. He run out of that tower, run down into the street, headed out, praise God, to far country. Amen. The Bible said, let me read this to you so I don't miss it. Amen. He said he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet afar off, amen, while he was yet afar off, praise God, he said, but he arose and came to his father. But when he is yet a great way off, his father saw him. Amen. You know what that tells me? That father was a looking. Amen. I want to say, you never get away from our Heavenly Father. You never get away from the Lord Jesus Christ. That they're not looking for you to come back. And the father was right where the son had left him. Amen. He said, he'll never leave you and apart from you. Praise God. He'll always leave it in a way that you can find him. You can get back to him. But I see in my mind's eye, I know I think outside the box sometimes, but that's all right. I see that old prodigal. He's sitting there. He's sitting there and he's got his elbows on his knees and his hands, his head in his hands. And he says, oh, what a wicked dog is I. Why would the father have anything to do with me? Why would the father care anything about me? He's probably done forgot about me. But the father saw him afar off. He come down out of that watchtower, praise God, where he'd been watching day after day after day. He runs down that road. The Bible said that he run. Amen. Amen. That boy, he's sitting on the side of the road. Amen. He's been, oh man. And he said, that father come down. He run down there where he was. And he's sitting there thinking, oh, poor pitiful me. And my father's house is all this good stuff. And my father's house are blessings untold. And here I was down at the pig pit. I'm unworthy. But the Bible said the father run down there where he was. And the Bible said that he fell upon around his neck. Yeah. Amen. And as he approached him, as he went to grab him, praise God, I can see him. I can see the Father. The Bible said that he fell on his neck and he grabbed him and he began to kiss him. Amen. And if I can see the old prodigal as he lifted up his eyes, he said, Father, I'm not one. He said, I love you, son. And then he said, he kissed the thing. It means he kissed him and kissed him and kept kissing him. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, Father, oh Father, I'm dirty, I'm filthy, I'm nasty. Father said, I love you, son. Yeah. Nah, nah, nah. Hey, glory. He said, I'm filthy, Father. Yeah. I said, I don't smell a thing but victory. Amen. No. Praise God. He said, everything's all right now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Every time he said, Father, I sinned against heaven and in thy sight. Amen. But he just grabbed and kissed him, hugged him no more. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I can see them servants as they're coming down the road. Amen. They went to see where the master went to, where the father went to. Amen. They seen him come off the tower. He hadn't come off that tower till dark. And usually he'd stay up there. And he'd look just as long as he could look, as far as he could see. But this night, praise God, he come out of there in a rush. Hit the street, come out the door, hit the street, and ran down the road, praise God. Amen. He's going to get to that prodigal. Amen. He said, unworthy, unworthy, unworthy. But the father turned around, the servants run up there, and they stop. They said, my goodness, what in the world is that? And he said, my son, that was dead. Said, he's alive. Amen. Glory to God. And he told him, amen. He said, Father, I'm ragged. Father, I'm filthy. Father, I'm smelly. Father said, I love you, son. Amen. Why you saying, preacher, I'm saying you can't get too dirty for the father. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He hugged him up. He told those servants, he said, bring me a robe. Amen. Praise God, they brought that robe down there. He said, put it on him. Amen. Praise God, all that dirt, all that filth, all that torn and wretchedness. Amen. The Father said, bring it here. He said, cover it up. Amen. Get that out of sight. Put it away. Glory to God. Amen. He said, which one of you's got my signet? Which one of you's got the Father's ring? Who's the bearer? They bring it to him. He said, put it on his finger. Amen. That was a signet. That signet was a signal of being part of the family. Praise God. He thought he down there in the hall, and thought he didn't deserve it, thought he didn't have it, thought he had lost everything. But praise God, back up at the Father's house. The Father had different plans. Amen. The Father had different ideas for this old boy. Amen. He took that finger, put his hand, he put that ring on his finger. Praise God. It recognized him, signet as part of the family. Praise God. The Father's family. Amen. And the Father noticed when he was faltering, when he stumbled out there before he sat down. The boy didn't have on no shoes. He wasn't shod. And Father said, praise God, I'm going to show, he needs some shoes. He said, let's shoe him with shoes of righteousness, praise God. Bring him some shoes, glory to God. Amen. He was filthy and vile, praise God. Come to the Father, to the Father's house, and God outfitted him, praise God, better than before.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. You got to listen. Now that old boy could have left out. He could have been apostate. He could have turned his back on God and his Father, and he could have kept going. That's what apostasy does. But down there, it's feeding the swine down there where he came to himself, praise God, and he remembered the Father's house. Every time the devil tries to defeat you, every time the devil tries to take you to wrong places, praise God, just remember the Father's house. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, when you go out in the world and you search and seek, trying to find something that'll satisfy your flesh, praise God, just remember the Father's house.
Yeah. Amen.
Because the Father's house, the Father will make you a son. Mm-hmm. Father will make you a daughter. Father will bring you in. Father will close you. Father will clean you up, praise God. Father will put you back, praise God, where you rightfully desire and where you belong, praise God. Old devil come along, he'll try to take you away. But praise God, I want to say we're not to mind the devil. We don't belong to the devil today. We belong to the Heavenly Father.
Amen.
And I want to say tonight, praise God, at the Father's house, there's things at the Father's house, praise God, that we ain't even thought about.
Right.
These things at the Father's house, praise God, I can see them in my mind's eye. I can see them in my mind's eye as the Father. He gathers up his son, praise God, and the servants. As the father goes along with his son, with his arm around him, both of them smiling and laughing and rejoicing together. Father gets down there in place where, and he tells the servants, now listen to this, the father had already made a plan. He already had a purpose. He said, boys, he said, go and fetch out the fatted calf. Amen. Glory be God. What are you saying? I'm saying he already had one in a stall. Praise God. He already had that blood sacrifice ready to be offered. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He said that without the shedding of blood, amen, there is no forgiveness. But he said, praise God. He said, break out that spatted calf. He said, we're going to, he said, the son said, Father, I'm not worthy. Father, I'm not worthy to be called your son. Father, I sinned against heaven and against you. And the father said, hold on a minute. Said, hold that thought. He said, break out the fatted. He said, boys, go get the fatted calf. Amen. Mm-hmm. And they go down there and they get that fatted calf and they bring it out there. It was barn kept. It was barn fed. Praise God. It was set up. It was barn fed and kept for this purpose. Amen. And he goes out. They go out there and they bring out that fatted calf. And they slice that thing's throat and that blood runs out, praise God. He said, without shedding of blood. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad he said, here, son. He said, praise God. Hey, y'all put all down. He said, the blood's been shed. The sacrifice has been offered. Amen. Glory be. Where's down at the Father's house? He takes care of all that from you and I, praise God. When we get away from God and we go in the wrong direction, praise God, and we come to ourselves. You say, how do you come? He said, the Holy Ghost of God, the Word of God will touch your heart.
Amen.
It'll convict the child of God and bring you back to yourself.
Amen.
Help you realize, praise God, you're going in the wrong direction. Amen. You know what happens? Praise God, you fall on your face. Say, Lord God, forgive me a sinner. I've been going the wrong way for a long time. And praise God, I ask you, Lord, to forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me, Lord. Amen. Lord, just apply. Praise God, the Lord just takes that blood, just flows you over with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, cleansing you from all unrighteousness. Amen. Praise God. And when the Father looks down on him, he says, what do you see? He said, I just see the blood. So, Father, I was awful dirty. I don't see nothing but the blood. Boy, I smelled awful bad. I don't see nothing but the blood. Father, I believe I smell a sweet savor. Glory. Amen. Offering a sacrifice. Praise God. Say, where does all that happen at? All that happens down at the Father's house. Amen. Praise God. I want to say tonight, they ain't nothing like the Father's house, because there's nothing like our Heavenly Father. Praise God, He has all that we need. He's there for us to lead, guide, direct. He's there to be there to bring us back when we stray. Amen. He knows what we're capable of. Amen. Jesus knows the feeling of our infirmities, our lack of strength. He knows it. Amen. Paul said He knows our weaknesses, our infirmities, those things that so easy to say. He said, I know all about them. He said, that's why I'm an advocate. He said, the Father allowed me to be your advocate. An advocate of one, praise God. A mediator of one. Amen. To answer all that for you, praise God. When we just bow our head and say, oh God, forgive me a sinner. Amen. Forgive me. Clothe me with your righteousness, God. I was talking to a lady today, and she said, yeah, preacher, so I don't know. I said, I want to ask you what you think about this. I said, all right. I've got some kind of opinion, but I can tell you that, but I won't tell you my opinion. I'll tell you what God says. She said, what do you think about these independent Baptist people that believe once saved, always saved? I said, glory to God, sis, I'll tell you what I think about it. I said, I just happen to be an independent missionary Baptist myself. And I'll tell you what I think about it, praise God. I said, once you're truly saved and born again, praise God, you're saved forevermore. Amen. She said, well, what if you sin? I said, what if I sin? She said, what if you do things you oughtn't to do? I said, what if I do things I oughtn't to do? So don't you think you'd be lost again? Because you sin. Jesus said, we've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. Right. Amen. She said, well, what about that? So then I guess you're lost again. I said, well, I guess I would be if I was the one that was keeping me. And I just stopped for a minute and let her think on it. I said, are you saved? She said, yeah. I said, are you sure? And she hesitated for me. I said, you better be sure. Amen. You better not fall when somebody asks you, saved? You'll say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, praise God. I've been bought by the blood, praise God. Saved, and I know it. Yep. I made my call, election, sure. Amen. Everything's okay at the Father's house. Amen. My name's written down. She hesitated. Man, I said, I don't keep me. God does. So see, my faith isn't in me. I can mess up before I get out from your presence. I probably already have, but I said, I ain't the one who saved me. If I saved me, I'd be lost all the time. I'd never have no happiness, no joy. But Jesus Christ, my Savior, died for me. And it's through Him that I'm going to be ushered into glory. But I tell you, let me just tell you what I think. I said, I know we once saved, always saved. I said, I believe that. If they've truly been born again. But I told her, I said, let me tell you something. A lame profession will not get you to heaven. Jesus did not say, if you'll make a profession of faith, you'll be saved. Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. Amen. The only way you'll ever see the Father's house is if you're born again. I told her, I said, I know in a whole lot of Baptist churches, Ralph Sexton Sr. said years ago that 85% of people sitting in their fundamental independent Bible-believing churches are lost on their way to hell. They've made some kind of weak profession without any possession. And I told her what Bill Bryce said. I said, old fella used to say, if there's no change, there's no chance. Because something as big as the Holy Ghost of God moves into your heart, sets up His abode. And by the way, that comes directly from the Father's house. Amen. Amen. To our house, this temple that we live. And He takes His abode. In other words, praise God, He kicks His shoes off and takes up housekeeping. Amen. And if you'll let Him have His right of way, He said, we know that we're children of God because we're led of the Spirit. Amen. But I ask you, what's leading you? What's going to take you up to the Father's house? If you get away from God, what's going to get you back to the Father's house? I want to ask you, are you led of the Spirit?
Amen.
Are you led of the Spirit? You know that you know that you know, praise God, that you've been saved. Born again by the precious Word.
Yeah.
The convicting power of the Word. He said, by the water and by the Spirit, we're saved. That water is the water of the Word. Hey man, it'll wash over your soul, praise God. It'll get you washed up and cleaned up enough to get the thinking right. It'll get your heart right. Amen. Next thing you know, you'll come out of there with a shout instead of a pout. And you'll say, glory to God in the highest. Jesus Christ died for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. And now, He says in John chapter 14, He said, He'd gone to the Father's house to prepare a place for me. Amen. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. But we're not so I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. So if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again unto myself.
Amen.
That where I am, there you may be also.
Yes,
where's that at, preacher? It's at the Father's house.
Amen.
Amen. There's a lot of good things happening over at the Father's house. Amen. Boy, we got joy unspeakable at the Father's house. Hey, don't let this world get you down. Don't let it hold on to you. Hey, listen, we're just pilgrims, Brother Junior, passing through. We're headed for a city. Amen. They asked old Abraham, said, Abraham, why don't you get you some roots? Why don't you say, hey, there's that well-watered plain. Won't you go over and take it? You could build you a city over there, the city of Abraham. He said, I'll just stay in my tent.
Yeah.
Amen. He's talking about that tent that we live in. He said, I'm just tabernacling here. Amen. Sojourning through. He said, I'm looking for a city. He said, what kind of city are you looking for? Maybe we could show it to you. He said, I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker's God. You know what Abraham was saying? He said, I'm looking for the Father's house.
Yep.
Amen. Praise God. I ain't going to be satisfied, Brother Bud, until I see the Father's house.
Amen.
Praise God. Then I can rejoice and say, glory to God, I'm home.
Amen.
Amen. When I get to the Father's house.